Ron Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Fordyce, Arkansas, south of Little Rock, shots are fired in a market close to where former police officer Ken Vanderswal works.
There's definitely shots fired continuously. And like I said, I could tell it was shotguns and small arms fire.
Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager says 11 people were shot at the Mad Butcher Market. Three have died, and two wounded police officers are expected to recover.
It's tragic. Our hearts are broken. Our prayers, along with Governor Sanders, the entire state of Arkansas, will be with this community and with those affected victims.
The suspect, who was shot by police, is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. A California jury finds David DePapp guilty of multiple state criminal charges in the hammer attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, in their San Francisco home. CBS's Christopher Cruz says DePapp was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison last month.
The jury convicted DePapp of all the charges, including threatening a family member of a public official and aggravated kidnapping. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
In the sentencing in the federal case, his lawyers have raised his mental illness and his circumstances. So we don't know how that will play in sentencing.
DePapp's attack on Pelosi just days before the 2022 midterm elections was captured on police body camera video. Pelosi's skull was fractured. He'll have plates and screws in his head for the rest of his life. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Supreme Court upholds a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders in domestic violence cases, reversing a ruling by the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
What the court is saying is this is the type of situation where, sure, maybe we did not have domestic violence restraining orders at our nation's founding, but we understood that you could disarm people who are dangerous. And therefore, there's enough of a historical underpinning that we can uphold this law.
The persistent heat could turn dangerous in the Northeast this weekend. CBS's Willie James Inman is in Washington, D.C., which could see a record 99 degrees on Sunday.
Here in the nation's capital, potentially record-breaking temperatures come during a busy tourist season.
Just trying to squeeze stuff in without, going insane from the heat.
Touring the monuments means being prepared.
Just trying to stay hydrated.
Outdoor workers like those in construction and agriculture face particular dangers from prolonged exposure.
Employers have a responsibility to have a plan, to provide water, rest, shade.
That's Douglas Parker, Assistant Secretary for Occupational Safety and Health. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pear Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Pfizer Forum and another near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I'd like to reassure everyone that the Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans didn't want the protest zone so close to Pfizer Forum. The Department of Natural Resources is offering $100,000 in grants to rural Wisconsin counties that help recycle unwanted electronics. The funds would go towards building permanent electronics collection sites or hosting collection events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks getting ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA draft is coming up next week. Bucks GM John Horst has the 23rd and 33rd picks overall, which he may flip in a trade deal. The Los Angeles Lakers have hired ESPN's J.J. Redick as their new head coach. The 39-year-old Redick played 15 years in the NBA with six different teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, but never the Lakers. The only time Redick has ever coached was for his son's youth basketball team. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Padres last night, 7-6. Starting pitcher Bryce Wilson got off to a bad start, giving up 4 runs in the first. Pat Murphy.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball, but 5 runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here.
The Brewers debuting another rookie reliever, 23-year-old Bradley Blaylock, in the 8th.
I guess walking out of the bullpen, kind of just glanced up and looked at everyone, took it all in for a second, but then once I started that jog in, I was locked in and ready to go get 3 outs.
As Brewers pitcher Bradley Blaylock was Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 65. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on your Saturday, highs near 86. Showers and storms, some with heavy rain for Saturday night, a low of 66. Clearing out Sunday with a high of 78.
It's 64 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Shaw, WAUK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of this Friday edition of Nightlight. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite movie character name? We've heard some great ones so far. Conrad's was Ferris Bueller, Barton Fink. We've got Furious Styles, Rick Blaine, Atticus Finch, Dr. Michael Afar, Lily von Stupp, Vincent Vega, Spicoli. And on the stream, Stacey Sue says Vito Corleone. She also says Sherlock Holmes, Hannibal Lecter, Ebenezer Scrooge, Forrest Gump. Stacy did her homework. She does not mess around with the question of the night. Still time for you to get in on the fun if you want to. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Okay, so we've added a couple surprise guests to the show tonight, and we're trying to call some attention to local festivals that are happening. And if you have one in your part of the state and you want to reach out, we're happy to talk to you about it and help with the turnout and find out more about where you live and what's going on. I love doing that. My first guest is here to promote a day in Door County that will happen on June 22nd, Sunday, Ellison Bay Park Days. She is the community coordinator, and she joins us now on the stream, Mickey Rash. Mickey, how are you?
Hi, Pete. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Did I say your last name right? Rash?
Yep.
Okay.
That's fine. And the 22nd is Saturday. So it's actually Sunday is the 23rd.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You moved it, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And who knows? We have a lot of different stuff flying around out there right now.
Well, I'm sure you'll pack them in. It sounds like, okay, I got to be honest. I was looking at the website. You've got events. You've got a treasure hunt, a dog show, a car show. Of this whole festival, it sounds like a week's worth of stuff. You're going to do it all from, is it 11 to 7 on Sunday?
On Sunday, it's from noon to 5.
Oh my
gosh. So originally, it would have been on Saturday and would have been longer. But now we had to scale things back with this weather.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sure it'll still be great. Tell us about, how did this start? What is the festival in honor of, if anything?
Sure. Well, actually, there was old Ellison Bay Days that was started that in 2017, for a variety of reasons, that festival wasn't able to take place. But prior to that, it had been going on for 50 years.
Okay.
And each community up here basically had a weekend that was their weekend. Like, for example, last weekend was Fear Ball in Ephraim. So Ellison Bay had this particular weekend was always their annual weekend to have an event. And so now it's just called Ellison Bay Day in the Park. And it used to be a 2-day event. But we're trying to bring back some of the fun, traditional type of stuff that you would find at your small town celebration.
Yeah. I love this kind of stuff. And that's why when I saw it on the Travel Wisconsin calendar, I was like, this is just great. And I love Door County. Can you talk about, you have the River Rambler Band playing? Are they still playing?
Actually, the Cherry Tones are, but the River Rambler Band was not available tomorrow or on Sunday. Again, it's very hard to keep track of the days right now.
They already had made plans to ramble elsewhere. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, that's too bad. But it sounds like since you cut it a little shorter, too, maybe that'll work out okay. You have a lot going on. You have. Let me ask you something about Door County, because I love Door County. And I've been to all the, you know, Ephraim, Fish Creek, Sister Bay, probably Sister Bay more than anywhere. But I love Egg Harbor, too. And I think I told you on the phone, I've been through Ellison Bay a few times, but I've never stayed there. Is there any competition between those? They're all such cute little cities. Is there competition in Door County for business, or is Ellison Bay less populated?
Well, correct. It's less populated. And depending on who you ask, for example, you know, people will want to get back to the old Door County, which is rural and natural resources and all the wonderful stuff we love. And that's what's different about Ellison Bay and what we call the top of the thumb, which is basically your community's Ellison Bay, Gills Rock up to the ferry. So we don't actually mind the fact that we're still a little different from the other communities. Certainly, you've seen the growth. There's been tremendous growth in Door County.
Oh, yeah.
But we are still very lucky to be able to protect this area. There's not a lot of development, except for residential.
Yeah.
We're right here on 42, and we're on, you know, the Bayside. But most people, as you were saying, will often drive through going to the ferry, but there are a lot more opportunities and reasons to stop in Ellison Bay now.
Okay. And you're okay with that? I mean, it's nice to have a few tourism dollars if you can still somehow preserve the purity of your town or the area, right?
Right.
And you might not have a choice, really, because people just want to come to Wisconsin, right? I mean, it's everywhere up there is going to grow, it seems like.
Absolutely. And we have definitely grown. And again, we're grateful. It's just we have some infrastructure issues.
Okay.
We have, you know, we don't have capacity for a variety of things. Right now, we're struggling, like all destination communities, you know, everywhere, with being able to meet the demand without certain infrastructure like housing.
Right.
It's a big one.
Okay. Yeah, that would be. Are you a lifelong native, Mickey, of Door County?
No. I moved to live here full time in 2016. My career was in Chicago, and I also have a farm over in Southwest Wisconsin, the Driftless area.
Oh, beautiful!
So I'm not a native to Wisconsin. I'm a Fib.
Same. I'm half and half. I don't know if you feel like me. I grew up part of my childhood in the city of Chicago, and then I've been here in Wisconsin 20 years, Chicago for 24 years, and then LA for like 15 years. So when I'm here, I'm a Fib, and when I'm in Chicago, I'm a cheesehead. Like they just love to needle you no matter where you are. It's very frustrating. It's conflicting.
It is, no doubt. I experience a lot of the same.
But we've both settled here, so that's good.
Right.
So go ahead. You were going to say something. I cut you off.
Well, I was just going to say all my friends from Chicago will be up, you know, in July. So obviously I call them the Goon Squad, and they've been coming up for 15 years. There's some OGs, original gangsters that have been all 15, and some have just been maybe 8 or 7. But that's, you know, again, the kind of the wonderful thing about getting older, I think, is that we actually can say, oh, I've been doing this for 15 or 20 years now, right?
Mickey, thank you for your time. I wish you luck with the event. I have one more question for you. What do you, we talk about movies and TV a lot on this show. What are you binge watching these days? Have you seen any good movies? Can you share something?
I heard you guys talking about Hacks. I mean, who doesn't love Hacks? So that was the latest one, but, I watch a lot of the late night, hosts and, but as far as that's all I can think of right now, yeah, streaming wise.
Hacks is a good one. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I mean, with this event and the explosive, you know, it's summertime now and everything is exploding in Door County. I pretty much fall asleep after about the first 10 minutes of anything.
Well, get some rest tonight before your big event. And thank you for joining us here on Nightlight tonight. Best of luck with Park Days.
Thank you for having us, Pete.
You're welcome, Mickey. Have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Mickey Rash from the Ellison Bay Park Day. She is the community coordinator and seems to like her life just fine in Ellison Bay the way it is. Conrad, are you a Door County fan?
Yes, I absolutely love Door County.
Where do you like to go?
So I went to Sister Bay last year with a bunch of my friends.
Okay.
And we went, and the year before that, we took a trip to the winery.
Oh yeah,
and right. We stayed in Sturgeon Bay. So yeah, I've been there a couple times.
You know what's crazy? You can when my kids were younger, and I do this PBS gig too for this TV show about movies, and I always seem to get something booked that week of spring break, so we can never really go anywhere. So we broke the week up, and we ended up going to Door County in March. Now the weather's not great, but the deals you can get at some of these hotels in March, like at a couple places in Sister Bay or Egg Harbor, we found like four nights for like $300, and they're apartments. That's not just a hotel room. You get an apartment with like a hot tub and two bedrooms. Like you can really spread out. Like Door County is just such a phenomenal place to visit, and I'm hoping to get over there this summer as well. So. Thank you to Mickey Rash. And check out Ellison Bay Park Days if you're over in Door County on Sunday. So we got to another text here. And, 608. All right. So I said Dr. Michael Afar in The Man with Two Brains was Steve Martin's character. And the love of his life was named Anne O'Malmahe. And old Melmahe, that's a great one. 608, thank you. That's 608's favorite movie character name, or at least a funny one. Do we have time? How are we doing on that Roxanne? Do we have time for that Roxanne clip, or should we save that?
We should save it.
All right. Boy, last night we cut it close, didn't we? We kind of miscommunicated there.
It worked out in the end.
It worked out okay.
Yes.
We didn't have our big send off with the with the music. So, our question tonight. Still time, folks. What is your favorite movie character name? And we've heard some good ones. 855-752-4842 or text us on the app. That's a great way to get a hold of us. Did you read, I was doing these Hollywood beats, and this one will come out Monday. James Gandolfini sounds more and more like his actual gangster character of Tony Soprano. There's a new documentary out. It's called Wise Guy, David Chase and the Sopranos. David Chase created the show, and he sort of catalogs James Gandolfini's behavior throughout the show and what he would do to get into character, and it's crazy. I loved the Sopranos, not as much as some people, but it was very well done, and it hits airwaves later this year on Max, but you know, he would starve himself for days. He wouldn't sleep. He'd punch his car to get angry and put rocks in his shoes. Crazy method act. All right, we have a surprise guest. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, is going to talk to us about a wine fest in Door County coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
We are back on Nightlight. Great to have you with us on this Friday evening. Sherry from Horicon says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Hello, Sherry. We were wondering where you were. Sherry, our question tonight: what is your favorite movie character name? We've heard some great ones, so feel free to share that. I know you just made it in under the wire. You were probably out with your horses or something, but this is exciting. We have another guest. We're trying to find out more about what's going on in our state. It's summer. It's Wisconsin. It's beautiful, and there is so much going on in the way of festivals, be they town, county fairs, whatever. There's a lot going on. I saw today there was a cheese curd festival. I'm going to ask Terry this, Conrad, but how do you like your cheese curds? Deep fried or the squeaky dealio?
It doesn't matter to me. I like them both ways.
Really?
Wow. I love squeaky cheese curds and I love regular cheese curds.
I'm going reg.
With some ranch?
Maybe. If I've had a couple cocktails. Otherwise, I'd probably just, I don't know, the squeaky, we've talked about that before. It's like, it's wax, right? Didn't Terry Barr tell us this once?
It's some type of chemical, yeah. I think. I don't know. We'll have to ask her again.
But to you, it's just delicious.
Yes.
Okay, so we have, do we have our guest, Conrad?
Yes, we do.
All right. So we are going to talk a little Door County wine right now. If you're not up for park days in Ellison Bay, there is a wine festival in Door County. And joining us now to discuss it is Louise Hausman. Hi, Louise.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great tonight. How are you?
I'm good, and I like my cheese curd squeaky.
Squeaky. You're a purist.
I do, yes, yeah. Yes. And we have cheese makers at our wine fest, and one in particular makes world-famous cheese curds, and that's Renard's. So if you're coming to Door County, you will pass it on your way up. But anyway, yes, I prefer mine room temperature and squeaky.
Wow.
Which is their brand spanking new.
You've done some research. I'll give you that.
Sadly.
tell us about Door County, the Door County Wine Festival. Where, when, how can people get tickets?
Sure, you bet. The Door County Wine Festival, this is our 15th year, and it's a collaboration between the Door County Wine Trail, which is a group of 10 wineries that we have in Door County. One is in Algoma.
Wow.
And we partner with them to put on this just amazing festival celebrating, you know, the wineries here in Door County. And the wonderful thing about our wineries is that, you know, they're all sort of nestled into all the beautiful landscaping that we have in Door County. And the one thing that's a bit unique is that many of them are producing fruit wines, especially cherry and apple, which we're known for, and some actually have their own, you know, cold hardy vineyards, and they have actual wineries where you can see the production. So what we do is we gather them all together at a particular site. This year it's at About Time Farm, which is in Bailey's Harbor. It's a 150-year-old farm with a beautiful, huge, old barn and several outbuildings. So that's where the wineries will be. So they'll be staged in different areas inside. The because we do know that we're going to have a little rain.
Yeah.
We're prepared. We live in Wisconsin. We understand this.
The wine will help.
So they'll be in the wow, of course. Doesn't it always? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. So anyway, they'll be inside a large barn, or there's another smaller barn. They'll all be in there with they're paired with individual cheesemakers, Door County cheesemakers.
Oh, wow.
So that, you know, folks can try a little cheese, try a little wine. And in addition to that, we have 4 food trucks. So there's a little bit of, you know, something else to munch on while they're there.
Wow.
So they're just a wonderful group of wineries work very, very hard. And when we aren't in Wine Fest mode, there is a wine trail. You can get a map. You can drive around the county, check them out. And there's also, we have a wonderful trolley that does a wine tour here. So you've got a lot of different options, but please do come to the Wine Fest tomorrow. You'll love it. The setting's gorgeous.
Is this at the DoorCountyWineFest.com? Is that the best place to send people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they can get tickets. But they can also buy tickets if they just come, and they can buy tickets at the door. No problem.
Okay. And I was a little bit confused on your website. It says you can buy tickets. There's VIP, then there's general admission, but it says general admission between April 1 and like what would be tomorrow would be $80.
Tomorrow is day of. You can buy tickets day of.
Day of.
No problem.
Okay. So it changes 100%. Though based on the month.
We don't think if you buy super early, there's a bit of a discount on the ticket.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good. Okay.
And there's also if you have a designated driver, they pay $15, and then they can, you know, there's lots of soda and water and an ASOP, so they can still enjoy themselves and, you know, take their friends home and everybody's safe.
Does designated driver mean you can only drink the wine when you're driving?
I don't think so. At least not in this part of the state. I'm not sure.
I'm not trying to encourage
it. I'm 100% sure where you live, and I'm obliged to say that. So, no, sir, you cannot.
Well, I live in a state, as do you, where I've heard people say, no, I don't want to drink. Just give me a beer. So,
yeah. not at this particular festival.
Okay.
And you will be carded. You know, if you, I will say anybody under 21 is not permitted. So we do ask that, you know, no kids and things like that. And no matter how young you look or whatever, they're going to ask you for an ID, which at this point in my life, I'm happy to give them.
All right. So, hey, listen, I have a fake ID. I'm obviously old enough, but I just didn't like my picture. So I had a fake ID made. Now I look much better.
Very nice. I remember when I had one and used to white out the date and stuff like that, and they still took it.
I don't think the statute of limitations has gone away on that. So I would watch what you say.
Oh, it hasn't.
We are live.
Well, that was in Ohio, though. So, maybe I'm okay.
I think you're okay. People can still get tickets for tomorrow as of right now?
For sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. They can go on the website or, you know, day of is fine too. No problem.
I didn't know that Door County had such a healthy 10 wineries just in Door County. That's crazy. I had no idea.
I know. It's a bit of a secret. They started out, I wouldn't say slowly, but I would say 2013, 15, there were 6 or 7, and then they've grown.
Boy, that's
so
great.
Yeah, it's lovely. And the setting is perfect, of course, for these, you know, for the wineries. So it's a nice way to, you know, stop and get a bite to eat and have some wine or, you know, check a few out. I used to work for one of the visitor centers, and we have a wine trail map, right?
Yeah.
And so that was one of the most, besides our walking trail map, wine trail map was one of the most popular that our visitors asked for. So
I love it.
It's a lovely way to do it. And we also have live music tomorrow, too, by the way.
Yeah.
We have a live band.
I saw that, too. Well, have a great day out there tomorrow, Louise. And thank you so much for your
time.
And don't be a stranger. Let's talk again.
If you come, identify yourself so I know, and I'll get you in.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Sure.
Okay. I don't think I will, but listen, don't rule me out in the future.
Darn it.
I would love to.
Okay.
One of these times our paths will cross. It'll be fun.
You should. But
okay.
You should really try and come up. It's a super fun time, and it's, you know, it's a great place to visit. So, and I want to thank you for including us and for, you know, you're very gracious to let people know about our event and about the wine in Door County. We appreciate it.
Outstanding. Have a great night. Thanks so much, Louise.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Check it out tomorrow. What a great event. DoorCountyWineFest.com. When we come back, our favorite Friday friend, Terry Barr, joins us here on Nightlight with some phenomenal music. This is Pete Schwabba. Thanks for being with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Mass shooting at a grocery store in Fordyce, Arkansas today. State Police Colonel Mike Hager.
We had 11 civilian shots. Three of those are deceased, and we do have some that are critical. We have two law enforcement officers that were shot. Neither of their injuries are considered to be life-threatening.
The gunman who was shot by police is alive and in custody. David DePap, who bludgeoned Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer and was sentenced to 30 years in federal court, has also been convicted of aggravated kidnapping by a California state court that could put him behind bars for life. The Supreme Court has upheld a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders. Christina Jones with the Battered Women's Justice Project says they're breathing a collective sigh of relief.
Having an 8-1 decision is not something that happens that often.
The FDA formally authorizes the sales of the first menthol e-cigarettes, citing their potential to help adult smokers. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than by police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial Political Repression is demanding all footage from a shooting on I-43 on Thursday. After the chase, Milwaukee police opened fire, injuring multiple passengers in the fleeing car and killing an unborn child. The Alliance says that the families of the injured have a right to know why the chase ended in a shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than by police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has 6 full-time mental health officers and 2 in-house crisis workers. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial Political Repression is demanding all footage from a shooting on I-43 on Thursday. After the chase, Milwaukee police opened fire, injuring multiple passengers in the fleeing car and killing an unborn child. The Alliance says that the families of the injured have a right to know why the chase ended in a shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 65. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm on your Saturday. Today, highs near 86. Showers and storms, some with heavy rain for Saturday night, a low of 66. Clearing out Sunday with a high of 78.
It's 64 at our studios.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
This will be interesting because it is Dairy Month. Terry Barr is all about Dairy Month. She's been doing these great updates on Civic Media all month. From the 608, Chris from Janesville, we were just talking about if we like cheese curds deep fried or more pure. And he says they squeak because the proteins and calcium and their structure rub against the enamel on your teeth, creating vibrations that make a squeaking sound.
That's right.
And I think Terry Barr told us that before.
She did. We just forgot.
So let's bring our Friday night friend in. Terry Barr joins us now, the host of Max Inc., which you can hear tomorrow night here on Civic Media from 6 p.m. to midnight. Terry, how are you?
Hi, Pete and Conrad, and smart texter you have there. That is exactly why the pure, as you said, cheese curds squeak when you eat those. It also means they're brand new.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yes. If you've ever bought them a day or two after they've been out at a store and they don't squeak, it's because they are no longer just there. It's almost like you have to buy those immediately when they come in.
Oh, man. So is it trouble if you eat them and they don't squeak? Are you like...
Oh, gosh, no. Okay. No, they're still good. And in fact, I was once told you can microwave them for a few seconds.
Wow.
And it will bring the squeak back if you really got to have that squeak. I've tried it. I've melted them by accident, but... Oopsie.
That's hilarious. Well, I have a Dairy Month question for you, but you have kind of a cool thing you want to share with us regarding Shark Tank.
Yes. In fact, a friend of our show, the Max Inc. Radio Show, it's Mike Huberty. He is in the band Sunspot, and they have been together, I don't know, 25 years, started together in college, and they have held it together for that long as a Madison area band. Okay, so Mike decides, I want to do these ghost hunter things. So he makes this business with his sister and a couple of other friends, and it's called American Ghost Walks. He ends up auditioning for Shark Tank, gets on the show, and I think we have a clip we can play from the show.
Okay, let's do that, Conrad. Let's play that clip.
Next into the tank is a way to experience some of life's dark mysteries.
Sharks, my name is Mike Huberty.
And I'm Allison Jornlin.
And we're asking for $250,000 for 15% of our company.
Wow.
So guess what happens?
I don't know. I don't want to rain on your parade. So did they not get it, or did they get it?
Well, poor Mike. In fact, this has already played as a rerun, and I hit him up on Facebook Messenger and I said, oh, your segment is on again. And this was in the course of like the last 5 months. So his segment has aired twice. Oh, and he laughed. He goes, I don't think the outcome will be any different. he did not get a single shark to buy into his business.
I mean, it kind of sounds like a tough sell, but a really cool sell if he could get somebody behind it. You know, I've heard of this. Maybe it was his or some, but I think it's a really fun idea.
I do too.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Mike is going to be on Max Inc. Radio with us tomorrow night to give us an update. And I can tell you right now, he quit his job. He didn't need the Sharks. He figured it out on his own. He's been able to quit his job. And all he does now is American ghost walks. And these are spreading across the country.
Okay. So I have heard of those. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's him. Yeah. That is one of the fabulous musicians from Wisconsin, now also kind of pushing out to these American ghost walks.
That would be so fun to do with a group. I think.
Yes, I agree. I'll talk to him tomorrow night about that.
Yeah. We'll get a civic media group. I think we need for our summer gathering, maybe we talk about.
Oh, I bet he'd love that, actually. He'd like to scare all of us.
So, are you having a good June Dairy Month, Terry?
I love June Dairy Month. My dad, big dairy farmer in Shawnee County. Yeah, we always celebrated, and I continue the celebration every year. And I love the cheese curds. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm going to ask you a question. I think you're going to know the answer. I don't think I'm stumping you. Okay. I would never want to do that. But it's right. It was in one of your reports. So let's see.
How much
milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? Is it 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, which equals 10 pounds of milk?
It's actually the gallon jug. I'm doing this for like reference for people who want to try to picture what this looks like. So it's the gallon jug and then another half of a jug. That's what the milk looks like, and that's what it takes to make 1 pound of cheese curds.
That is crazy. Yeah. I guess that's all it is, though, right? It's like curdled milk or whatever. So you have
it is
all
absolutely
milk.
Yeah, curdled milk. Yes, it's brand new milk, but it's curdled, and it's often made with very young cheese too. So you get all the best of everything in a cheese curd.
That's so cool. So are you at Make Music Madison right now?
All done.
Oh, it's all. Oh, that's right.
The stage continues, okay. But I scooted out so I could talk to you. It has been a glorious day, despite raindrops and everything happening. But I believe you spoke with Mary Rose Eckberg.
I did.
She's the director of the Madison chapter of Make Music Day.
Yeah.
600 some performances around the city of Madison, but now Green Bay has joined in and Oshkosh has joined in. There were performances in Kenosha and Racine, and it's just wonderful to see the love of music and sharing music spreading across the state.
It's so great to see people being brought together too, because
yes,
like in these polarizing political times, you know that not all people that are going to these things are liberal or are crazy right wing or whatever. Like, they're just music fans. Like, when she told me last night that 600 places in Madison, that doesn't even seem possible.
I know. Yeah.
I love it.
It's pretty terrific, isn't it?
And
it really does offer something for anybody who wants to just get out, forget your problems, forget about anything, and just sit and enjoy some free live music.
I told Conrad last night, he's got a pan flute. He's pretty good. We need to find, we just need a porch. We just need a venue for the guy. He just wants to go nuts.
That's actually all you need. And people here, I know in Green Bay, one of the bigger places was outside of the Widener Center.
Oh,
but
wow.
Here, yeah, it's on decks. It's on porches.
I know. I love
backyards.
That.
Oh, yeah.
That is so neat. I love it.
I would host him in my backyard if he wants to come and play.
Oh, do it, Conrad. You got
I actually
it.
Have a didgeridoo. I can play that.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an Australian instrument.
That sounds very subversive.
Oh, wow.
All right, Terry.
Well, we would have to promote that. That would be fun to actually just be able to say it and then see if people even know what it is.
I think you're going to have a liner on the block next year at your house.
I know.
So you got a great guest tomorrow night, sort of music lineage royalty. Tell us about your guest tomorrow night. I love this.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. A friend from when I worked in Cincinnati is very good friends with the Love family. And by Love family, I mean Mike Love, the original Beach Boy. And he's currently still on tour. He's 80 plus years old.
Yeah.
And he is on tour with the Beach Boys right now. Their schedule is grueling. They play 4 or 5 times a week. That's a lot for even a younger person.
Right.
So I am talking with his son, Christian. Christian Love, finally, he said, when we just discussed this, has his own album out. And it kind of has a Beach Boys feel to it. He is on tour with his dad, and they do a couple of Christian songs during the set with the Beach Boys. And why we did this conversation and are doing this interview, the only Beach Boys show in Wisconsin is July 11th in Green Bay.
Really?
Yes.
So he'll be opening for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's...
So we thought, why not? It's somebody coming through. It's an area of one of our Civic Media Radio Network stations. And it's fun to talk to some of these folks that maybe on a bigger stage, but are still just really funny and want to share their story about why they love music.
Man, I would love to get him on this show when they come through Green Bay. It would be so fun to talk to him.
I can work on that for you.
I would love it. You have really taken care of us. We've had such fun guests. Thank you to the music connections of Terry Barr. Well, let's hear. The song is called Some Summer.
Yep.
And it is by Christian Love, Mike Love's son. Let's take a listen.
In the some summer, did it all last summer. In the some summer, did it all last summer. You could be my ocean lover, 'cause baby you won't blow my cover. Put me on the list, baby I insist, I'm all over this. In the some summer, summer, did it all last summer. Swimming in the ocean. In the some summer, summer, did it all last summer. Swimming in the ocean.
Late night parties and friends we knew, we always bounced right back. When the cold wind blows through the corridor,
song. You totally hear a little Beach Boys in there, and it's about summer. I mean, that's
I know the timing is impeccable as far as releasing this song right now.
How old is Christian Love, Terry?
I am not sure, but I'm going to guess he's in his late 40s.
Okay.
Yeah, because dad's 80 something.
Yeah. Wow, that's fun.
When I did, you know, just a little pre-interview chat with him. He did talk about how he really kind of missed his dad as a child because his dad was gone all the time. And he said being on tour with the Beach Boys and his dad has really done wonders for reconnecting, and he seems like he's just really loving spending this time with his dad.
Just like we love spending time with you on Friday nights, Terry.
Oh, you poor thing.
Thank you so much. This is fun as always. Have a great show tomorrow night. And
thank you.
Thank you as always.
You guys have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Thanks, Terry. That's Terry Barr. Check out Max Inc. tomorrow night here on Civic Media from 6 to midnight. We're going to read some texts when we come back. Tell us your favorite movie character name. That's the question tonight. We'll read some of your texts and we'll play a clip from Roxanne on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Flood risk can change over time, and a community's flood insurance rate map shows how those risks could affect you. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has developed preliminary flood insurance rate maps for Washington County. FEMA also provides an appeals process for anyone with information that may change their flood hazard determination. To view maps, find your property's risk level, and details on the appeals process, please visit dnrwi.gov and search Washington County Flood Maps. This message is brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and FEMA.
One of the state's biggest and best farmers markets is right here in Waukesha. Join thousands of your neighbors this Saturday morning between 8 and noon at the corner of St. Paul and Madison along the Fox River. Fresh produce, crafts, flowers, food, and gift ideas of all kinds are on display and on sale. We'll check in live each Saturday morning on WAUK, too. Plan to stock up this Saturday at the Waukesha Farmers Market and stop by our WAUK tent to say hi and register to win a brand new Logger bike. We can't wait to see you.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Sherry on the stream says Matt Dillon is her favorite movie character name. Obviously a fan of Gunsmoke, unless you meant the actual actor, Sherry. We would accept that too. And she says, I don't have horses anymore. That was in Arizona. I'm in Wisconsin now. And we're glad you are. Also, Aaron Brockovich, a friend of mine just texted, who refuses to text the show, which I don't understand. Now it's just kind of a contest. Like, he's just never going to do it. He says Aaron Brockovich. But he's always had a crush on Julia Roberts. So, but we'll accept that. That's great. Great answers. You can still get one in under the wire if you like. What is your favorite movie character name? I think overall, Conrad, I'm going to say Atticus Finch. I just love that name.
Not Yoda?
Not Yoda.
What about Ron Weasley?
Is that from broadcast? No,
that's from Harry Potter.
Oh, no. What was Will Ferrell's name in Anchorman? Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy, yeah.
That's a good one.
What was Steve Carell's name in that one?
I don't remember. He had a funny one, too, though.
Yeah.
Dirk Diggler from Boogie Nights. That was a good movie name. So, all right. The movie Roxanne came out in 1987. And I thought this would be it's a great way to end the show because it's a fun clip. It's Steve Martin. And the film did very well in 1987. It's a reenactment of Cyrano de Bergerac, that story of the guy with the big nose who gets other people to do his talking for him. I'm totally paraphrasing that. I'm more familiar with Roxanne. But Steve Martin's great in it. Daryl Hannah's in it. And Rick Rossovich is actually very funny in it. I didn't know he had comedy in him the way he did when I saw Roxanne for the first time. But it was a very charming, very sweet movie. I watched it about maybe 3 years ago with my kids. I don't think it totally holds up. But I think if you watch it, you still get a lot of enjoyment out of it. It's just a nice movie. And Steve Martin plays a small-town fire chief. The firemen, the volunteer firefighters, he in his station are really funny. Fred Willard is one of them. Steve Middleman, the comedian. Very funny cast of characters, and they get a lot of comedy out of that. And Steve Martin, as everybody knows, is on tour with Martin Short now, and they do Only Murders in the Building. The guy has just had a rock-solid career, and this was part of it. Here is a clip where a bar bully in this beautiful town picks a fight with Steve Martin, who is also adept at martial arts and has had to defend himself his whole life because he has a huge nose. So he chooses the more cerebral way to defend himself in this scene.
Start with obvious. Excuse me, is that your nose or did a bus park on your face? Meteorological. Everybody take cover. She's going to blow. Fashionable. You know, you could de-emphasize your nose if you wore something larger, like Wyoming. Personal. Well, here we are. Just the three of us. Punctual. All right, Delman, your nose was on time, but you were 15 minutes late. Envious. Oh, I wish I were you. Gosh, to be able to smell your own ear. Naughty. Pardon me, sir. Some of the ladies have asked if you wouldn't mind putting that thing away. Philosophical. You know, it's not the size of a nose that's important. It's what's in it that matters. Humorous. Laugh and the world laughs with you. Sneeze and it's goodbye, Seattle. Commercial. Ah, I'm Earl Shive and I can paint that nose for $39.95. Polite. Would you mind not bobbing your head? The orchestra keeps changing tempo. Melodic, everybody. He's got the whole world in his nose. Sympathetic. Oh, what happened? Did your parents lose a bet with God? Complimentary. You must love the little birdies to give them this to perch on. Scientific. Say, does that thing there influence the tides? Obscure. Oh, I'd hate to see the grindstone. Well, think about it. Inquiry. When you stop and smell the flowers, are they afraid? French. Say, you see, pigs have refused to find any more truffles until you leave. Pornographic. Finally, a man who can satisfy two women at once.
Steve Martin and Roxanne. And what started the whole thing was this kind of big dopey guy he was playing darts with. And I think Steve Martin beat him. He said something about, he just called him Big Nose. Like the most obvious insult you could make. And that's why Steve Martin went into this rant. And he said, I suppose you could think of something better. And he goes, yeah, I think I could think of something better. And he rattles off like 20 different nose jokes. It was a really fun scene. And putting a bully in his place. It was great. A Monday night on Nightlight, Rob Thomas from the Capital Times will be here. We're going to talk about, well, a few things, but one of the things we'll discuss is the documentary Bratz by Andrew McCarthy about the Brat Pack. And Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology.com will be here. Frank hasn't been here in a while. We'll talk to Frank on Monday. We got some last-minute text. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, Marshall Willenhally from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I don't know if I ever saw that whole movie. I don't remember that character. It's a great name, though. His name is Marshall, Will and Holly, the characters from the Land of the Lost TV show. That's great. You know what name I always liked?
What was that?
It was an NFL player. He was a defensive back, I think, and his name was Lawyer Malloy. It's awesome name, Lawyer Malloy.
We'll just wait till you read my list of great college football
names.
We'll
do that next week. I still have that. We got to get to that because that's that reminds me of the Key and Peele skit.
I'll give one little tidbit of one.
Yeah, please.
Dude Person.
That's his actual name?
That's his actual name.
I kind of love that. His parents named him Dude, and he is a person. It's kind of like Big Nose. It's not like the most creative thing in the world. But I can roll with that. Dude Person. That's excellent. Thank you, everybody, for your text tonight. So much fun on Nightlight here on this Friday night. Hope you are tucked away in your little pocket of Wisconsin on this beautiful summer night. And we will be back Monday. I'd like to thank my guests tonight, Natalie Yar, Mickey Rash, Louise Hausman, and Terry Barr. If you're in the Door County area, check out Ellison Bay Park Days on Sunday or the Door County Wine Fest tomorrow. Whatever you do this weekend, have a great time and make sure you come back and see us Monday night. On behalf of Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba. This has been Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Oh,
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week, healthcare. You're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.